Tonight, my dear faithful, is the Feast of All Saints. And the epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Apocalypse of St. John, chapter 7. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were signed. 144,000 were signed of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Aser, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Zabulon, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 signed. After this, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And the crowd cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sitteth upon the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and the ancients and the four living creatures, and they fell down before the throne upon their faces, and adored God, saying, Amen, benediction and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain. And when he was sat down, his disciples came unto him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you, and persecute you, and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the greatest Catholic spiritual books is the Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. St. Ignatius wrote this masterpiece as a book for retreat. It contains a series of meditations and explanations which guide the soul of the retreatant to resolve to live a truly Christian life. One of the most important meditations is the one on the two standards. In this meditation, St. Ignatius says to imagine yourself standing in a field, a battlefield. On either side of you stands an army, and each army has its captain. The captain of the army on your left is Satan. Satan sits upon a colossal throne of fire and smoke. His horrible face grimaces in rage. He rules his soldiers with terror and an iron fist. Demons surround his throne, as well as sinners of all kinds. There are murderers, the impure, thieves, wicked men of all sorts, those who have committed every despicable deed. Satan leads this army with one purpose. He longs to drag every soul to hell and eternal misery. From this scene of horror and chaos, St. Ignatius tells you to turn to the other side of the battlefield, to look on the army of Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the leader of this army, but he has no throne from which he towers over his soldiers. Rather, he stands lower than his army. He is bent beneath his cross, but his arm is outstretched, inviting others to come to him. He spreads peace and calm amongst his soldiers, encouraging them to follow him. A legion of angels surround him, singing his praises and helping his army to fight valiantly. His soldiers are all of his followers, both the great and renowned, as well as the hidden and unknown. This vast army has one purpose as well: to lead all men to virtue, and through virtue, to happiness both in this life and in eternity. The patriarchs and prophets of the Old Testament are there, as well as the apostles, martyrs, and virgins of the New Testament. All the canonized saints surround our Lord, and right with him are the unknown saints. This is the innumerable army of which we read in today's epistle. As it says, it is a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. This is the church triumphant, consisting of all the saints of all times. This is that vast army of men and women who fought the good fight here on earth and gained the victory for eternity. These saints wear white robes, for they were found worthy for heaven in their innocence. Whether they remained innocent their whole lives or made up for their past sins on earth or in purgatory, these soldiers died in the army of Christ. All of them carry palms of martyrs in their hands because, though not all gave their lives by a bloody death for Christ, they at least gave their lives by spending each day for their King, earning their way to the blessed state of heaven. In today's gospel, our Lord describes how they did this. Poor in spirit, mourning for sin, meek, hungering for justice, merciful, clean of heart, peacemakers, and last of all, suffering persecution for justice' sake. This is a summary of their virtues, the way they earned their blessed place in heaven. And these valiant soldiers did have to fight to practice virtue. They had to battle against temptation just like we do. And they had to force themselves to do the will of God, even when it was hard. By their battles on earth, they became the saints that they are, and members of the church triumphant, for they have triumphed over Satan and his legion. We, my dear faithful, belong to the church militant. The word militant is derived from the Latin militis, which means soldier. We are militant because we are soldiers in the midst of the fight, marching under the battle standard of Christ, his cross. We are all called to fight that same good fight as the saints and achieve that same victory. Each and every one of us, my dear faithful, is called to be a saint. That means we are not to be just mediocre Christians not just barely slip into the gates of heaven, but to be living saints here on earth. To do this, we must live as the saints did, always fighting, struggling, warring to overcome temptation and to practice virtue. Every moment of our day is a moment of battle. We are either fighting for Christ or we are dropping our arms and allowing ourselves to be wounded by sin. For our Lord has said, "He who is not with me is against me." There is no standing still in this war, and it is a war, a fight for your very soul. One of these avenues of warfare is the many means of entertainment in today's world. The world today has television, movies, music, the internet, and we have it all right in our pocket. Now, of itself, entertainment is fine, as long as the entertainment itself is used properly. God made us human with a soul united to a body. Our physical nature needs relaxation, the break that entertainment gives. But Satan and his army use entertainment against us. The devil uses it to distract us from our duties, and that is easy for him to do since it is so readily available. How easy it is to waste time looking at something that can wait for the end of the day, or for a child to sneak away from their homework to play some video game or some other entertainment. What makes these pastimes even more dangerous today is the amount of filth in so many amusements. It can be so difficult to find something that is clean and free from anything morally questionable in modern entertainment. And because these are so available, proximate occasions of sin are just a few taps of the finger away. Again, there is nothing wrong with technology of itself, of course. But this wave of new devices, new apps, and new diversions has brought with it a wave of new dangers to souls. The devil, as with everything, has insinuated himself into technology and twists it to his own end, to drag souls to hell. For sin, my dear faithful, leads us to join him, to join the army of Satan. But we must remember that we are members of the church militant. We are soldiers called to fight. Like soldiers, then, let us marshal our life behind the standard of Christ. And this means being determined to be a saint. Prepare yourself daily to battle anew each day. It may be difficult at times, but notice what St. John said in the epistle of today's Mass. He said that in his vision of heaven, he saw a great multitude which no man could number. So many have achieved heaven, and so many more will, that their number is beyond human comprehension. What can stop you from being amongst that number? The way to heaven is open to you, if only you will strive for it each day. One way to do this is by offering yourself each day to our Lord. Offer to be his soldier, to fight valiantly for his cause. As you get up, take a moment to pray. Make a morning offering to renew this decision to be in Christ's army, and offer yourself and your whole day to fight under the standard of Christ. Then live this offering. Avoid the occasion of sin as you would an enemy ready to kill you. Fight against temptation and practice virtue. In this way, you will follow Christ your King and do battle every day. Be determined, as the saints were, not to let anything stand in your way to conquer and earn your place in heaven. Remember, my dear faithful, that this decision will decide your eternity. So struggle now, each and every day, and please God, we too will be numbered amongst that great, uncountable number. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.